Welcome to the Art of Appointment Setting podcast, where we ask today's most successful experts and entrepreneurs to share the most powerful lead generation and appointment setting tactics they use to build their business and grow their revenues. Now your host from the city that never sleeps, New York, is Kwesi Sachijinai.
All right, everyone, welcome. This is Kwesi Sachijinai. My guest today is Charles E. Godet II. Charles is the CEO of Predictable Profits. He's widely recognized as a leading thought leader for rapidly growing companies using his unique client getting strategies. He's also the author of the Predictable Profits Playbook, which is the number one book in sales and marketing, according to Indie Excellence. He's also the founder of one of the nation's best seed stage companies, as noted by Ernst & Young, and the American Genius has called him one of America's top 50 industry influencers. Charles has been a driving force behind a lot of different marketing strategies that earns as much as six figures within 24 hours, seven figures in under 2 weeks, and anywhere between 30% and over 300% in just a year. He's worked with a lot of different entrepreneurs in over 50 different industries, and his business advice has been featured on Inc., Fox Business, Forbes, Salesforce.com, Success, and many others around the world. So Charles, thanks so much for having this conversation.
Wow. You know, I almost wish my kids are here to hear that introduction. I'm pretty excited about that. Thank you.
It's really fascinating. Look, I've been meaning to ask you, what does the E and number two in your name stand for?
So the E stands for Edward, my middle name, and two, because my dad is Charles E. Godet Sr. So I'm Charles II.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Edward, do you use that often?
You know, I only started using it when I lived in Australia for a little while. I was on a boat, and a bunch of people were talking about the royalty on the boat, and I'm like, oh my gosh, royalty! I wonder who it is. And my friends are all sitting around me, and they go, "It's this guy, Charles E. Godet II." And I mean, they almost threw me off the boat when they realized it was
fascinated.
And they just said, I guess, you know, in some parts of the country, anytime you have the Roman numerals behind it, it's just a little bit of a bigger deal because it's seldom seen. So, yeah, I started using it after that. I'm like, yeah, I want to be royalty.
Why not? So, Charles, I've read your book on the Predictable Profits, the Playbook, and it has really shaped the way I think about systems and structures. Of course, it's a really great complement to the E-Myth. And today I want us to delve a little bit deeper into some of the tactics. But for those who hear the word automation and systematization, it sounds so complex and sometimes even nerdy. How would you suggest to them to consider automation for their businesses?
All right. So, you know, if you were to ask me this question, even, you know, 5 years ago, it would have been, you know, really accessible only to those who are a little geeky, more tech savvy, nerdy, and the whole deal. But today, there's so many software, out-of-the-box software and tools and resources available that it makes automation available to even those who aren't tech-savvy. Now, at the end of the day, Kwesi, the one thing that you and I have in common, and every listener on this podcast, is that we both only have 24 hours in the day. Is that right? Unless you figured out a way to create a time machine, we've only got 24 hours in the day. So, you know, it's what you do with that time that ultimately makes the biggest difference between you and everybody else. And that really becomes your competitive advantage. And you're going to see that more and more and more as time continues to move on. So where somebody who deploys a lot of automation in their business, that what they do in 1 hour can take the equivalent of, you know, what other people might have to do across several hours. I mean, in my business alone, we have a small business, just a handful of people on my team. And yet, because of our automation and systems, we do what a team of 40 people would have to do and what we do with just our small team. So, you know, that's the way I kind of look at it.
Right. And I know one of your strategies, I think I read on your blog, it took 3 hours to implement the strategy, and it saves you a ton of hours across the year, more than 72 hours or even more than that. So I'm going to put you on the spot here. What are the top three, you know, hacks that, or automation hacks that we can actually execute right now? I can just leave the podcast and go and execute, or anyone listening can go and get going right away.
Well, you know, it's funny. A lot of people will ask me a very similar question about hacks and whatnot. And I don't know that I have necessarily hacks, but more automation type strategies. Uh-huh. Right. And so some of the easiest ones where we pick up a lot of low hanging fruit, and I love strategies that involve, you know, it doesn't require you to work any harder. It doesn't require you to invest any more money. You do it once and you can pick up a massive amount of cash. Probably the most obvious one is anybody that collects payments via credit cards and either has ongoing monthly continuity or establishes payment plans or whatnot, you can build in automation to tell people, hey, your credit card's going to expire. You need to make sure that you update your credit card and you send a couple emails before it expires. And then if nobody reaches out, then what happens is the software automatically triggers an email to somebody on your team. In my case, it's my assistant, triggers an email to my assistant that says, hey, so-and-so's credit card's going to expire. Please pick up the phone and call them. And I know that right there might seem like, man, I mean, come on now, that seems kind of boring. But at the end of the day, we had a client that had tens of thousands of dollars when we looked into his back end, tens of thousands of dollars of revenue that he wasn't collecting, that he had no idea about because he very simply did not have those systems in place. So that's one. Again, it's a very quick system to design. You can do it in less than an hour and think about the extra money that you'll be able to bring in. The other one that I love all the time that I use, and this has literally brought in over 100% month-to-month sales just by implementing this one little strategy, and it's what we call our customer re-engagement strategy. When you know that somebody should be doing business with you, but for whatever reason, they've fallen off the wagon and they still, for whatever reason, haven't reached out, you automatically trigger a campaign that brings them back into the buying cycle. So, Questy, I don't know, do you take any supplements or whatnot? You seem like you're a pretty fit guy. You must take supplements or, you know, something like that. I mean, is that
a protein shake here and there after soccer? Yeah.
Sure. So, okay. So a protein shake. And when you buy your protein shake, would you say you buy it like every 30 days or so?
Around 45 days.
Okay, so every 45 days. So the way that this right. would work is that I know as the business owner, you should be consuming you should be out of your shake within 45 days. But I'll give you a little bit of wiggle time just in case it doesn't work out that way. So I might say, all right, then after 60 days, I'm going to trigger a campaign to remind Questy that, hey, it's time to reorder. And if he doesn't reorder after 60 days, then what I might have to do is sweeten the deal a little bit by give you some sort of bonus or cash incentive. Discount incentive. Does that make sense?
Right. Right. Let's unpack that for a second. How do you set up that campaign?
Okay. So I personally, my tool of choice is Infusionsoft. It's one of those tools that for small business owners, it just seems to be the most robust. It's had this bad rep of being labeled as Confusionsoft. But when you take the time to really understand it, the reason why people think it's, you know, Confusionsoft is because it is enormously powerful. You are ultimately only limited by your imagination when it comes to Infusionsoft. Now, that being said, the way we set it up is... I don't want to, you know, overwhelm the audience or confuse them, but just let me plant the seed and then you can play with
sure.
it. So when somebody buys for me, we would apply a tag and then, so we'd apply a tag and then would have a series. So that would enter them into a sequence. And if they bought again, I'm going to overwhelm you. If they bought again, you know, we would end up removing the tag and looping it, throwing it through. Essentially, I'm going to kind of keep this high level here, okay? Because I don't overwhelm them. Essentially, what it does is it continues to monitor when somebody buys.
right.
It resets the clock. So if you bought every 45 days, it resets the clock. Bought another 45 days, it resets the clock. If you bought on day 59, it would reset the clock again. But if for whatever reason, day 60 happens, it would trigger an automation event that said, okay, we need to send out these emails.
Right. So it's a combination of applying tags and outcome events or trigger events that would, you combine both and that action is taken automatically. I'm just curious because people are always, you know, in their minds, it's so high level. Sometimes it is, but how can I, you know, leave and I have a database of customers, how can I apply tags and just trigger something right away and get something going? So that's why I was pushing for some more tactics here.
Yeah, and I can appreciate that question. And if I might just to interject for a second, one thing that as you know, for the listeners here, you do not need to be. Let's just say you pick Infusionsoft. Doesn't matter what tool you pick, HubSpot, you know, Salesforce, whatever it is. You don't have to be an expert in that software. And I recommend that you know you've got so much going on. You're juggling a million balls already as a business owner. Don't worry about being an expert. Just have that vision in place. Say, you know what? Here's what I want. When somebody doesn't buy from me after, say, 45 days, you pick the time period, they're considered disengaged. I want to automatically trigger a campaign, and I want to send an email immediately after 45 days, and then, you know, then wait maybe, you know, 3 or 4 days, send another one, then give one final email reminder maybe a couple days later. And I want you to do this. And this is what how the emails have to look, and this is the offer that needs to be made. And if you can convey that very succinctly to somebody, you can hire, you know, you can go to Upwork, you could just do a Google search, you could actually talk to the vendor, whether it's Infusionsoft or HubSpot or whatever, you know, ask them, hey, do you have somebody you can recommend? And they can put somebody in place. I mean, for a campaign like this, it's so easy to implement. Mm-hmm. Short money won't cost you a lot. But the as I mentioned, one of the best results that we got was over 100% month-to-month increase in sales just by doing this. And this is something that can run literally every single month, ongoing, you know, whether you're in the office or not.
Right.
So that's why, you know, you probably sense just being on the other line here, I'm pretty juiced up about this because, I mean, the money that we've seen with simple campaigns like this, with most people would have them kind of falling off their chair.
And it's so good you talk about vision, having the vision for what you want the automation to do, because I know for a machine to work, and I know there's this Justin Roth, I think is the name of an author, the author of the book called The Machine. It's actually a sales process engineering book. And he talks about, you know, how you can set up your sales process in a way that it works on its own. But I bring it up because I know machines work with a goal in mind. They have to have an end goal. And I want you to speak a little bit, you know, on this topic, because I think the first step any business owner has to do is to think about, what are you trying to achieve with automation, and how can you actually make it work meaningfully for you? Can you speak to that a bit?
Sure. So there's a couple different reasons why you'd want to do it, right? So one way would be because automation allows you to create more leverage. And when I say more leverage, it allows you to get more stuff done with less human capital. So you'll save money, you can reduce your team, things get done. The other reason why you do automation is because, as one of my mentors told me many years ago, variation is the enemy of excellence. So with automation, you can eliminate any sort of variation. You know that things can get done. Meaning, if you know that your salesperson should follow up 15 days after such and such, you can build those triggers and make sure that gets done. A different communication, that stuff can get done. The other way that, and the reason why we build in systems and whatnot is because I've walked into companies before and I'm looking at what they're doing and they're struggling and they're banging their head against the wall and they're like, oh my gosh, there's so much to do. We just can't seem to keep up. And so we'll say, okay, let's look at your sales process. What happens when somebody says no to you? Because that's where really the money is made. Not when somebody says yes, it's when somebody says no to you. So it's like, what happens when somebody says no to you? And they're like, well, we'll follow up. When do you follow up? And it's like inconsistent. Sometimes right away, sometimes 2 weeks from now. And it's like, okay, well, how do you follow up? Well, we send out manual emails. And it's like, oh my gosh, manual emails. So you're constantly sending out manual emails and manual emails and manual emails. And their desks are full of post-it notes and their Google Calendar is full of reminders and tons of stuff are just slipping through the cracks. Right. And so this kind of just tidy things up a little bit. I mean, ultimately what you're doing, right, is you're creating leverage. The person with the most leverage is ultimately going to win. And so especially, actually, you're going to find more and more and more. If you want to compete in today's economy, you're going to have a very difficult time competing if you don't start to implement some degree of automation. Now a lot of the small businesses can still get away with it. Talk to them maybe 2-3 years from now. It's going to be virtually impossible to compete without some degree of automation.
This is so good. I know we're running out of time here, but I've been curious about the 3-step email that you have. I know you have that because I attended your webinar and you talked a lot about it. I know people should go attend his webinar, but can you give us a gist of how it works?
So I'm gonna give you a choice now, Wesley. How's that sound?
All right.
So we have a couple 3-step emails. We've got the customer re-engagement strategy, which we just talked about, which increased sales by 100%. That's one of our, you know, our best results. Or we've got our 12x12 strategy, which on average, every time we've implemented it, has added $200,000 in extra revenue. So which one would you like to learn about?
Oh, the first one sounds easier.
All right, no problem. Both are pretty easy, actually. So the first one, the way that this works with customer re-engagement, again, we talked about the system. Once somebody falls off the wagon, you have to reach out, bring them back. And it's actually really simple. You start off by simply recognizing the fact that you haven't seen them, you know, like, hey, Kwesi, it's been 60 days since your last order. I just wanted to provide you with a gentle reminder. And a lot of times what we do is we build in a psychological trigger that makes you feel a little more sincere communication. We say, look, it's been a while since we've seen you. Just want to make sure that everything's okay with you and that you're having an extraordinary experience. If for whatever reason or another, we may have inadvertently done something to disappoint you, please make sure that you reach out and let us know. Here's my phone number. Mm-hmm. By the way, because you're such a valued member or valued client of ours, we put together this exclusive package just for you that's going to be available for the next 72 hours, whatever that might be. And so we've ran campaigns like that, and we worded them very similar where we said, you know, it's been a while, especially, you know, depending on the client, you know, if you're used to buying month to month, you know, we might not come up right off the bat by saying, did we do anything to piss you off? But, you know, we might run a different customer re-engagement campaign, and if they still didn't buy, run something like that. But even still, we've ran that exact same campaign that I told you about, and very literally, we had one woman that ran it and said, Charlie, I'm exhausted. I go, what do you mean you're exhausted? She said, I ran that campaign to my clients, and both my assistant and I have been up all night. We haven't gone to bed because we got so many people replying back saying, thank you, that's so thoughtful, this is great, I actually love my experience with you, and so forth. And she's like, this has been unbelievable. And the funny thing is she only ended up sending out 2 emails just because she got so busy on the 2 emails, she never got to the third. So the second email, so that's the first email. The second email is basically, it's almost like a forward with a 1 or 2 liner reminder. And then the last email is a last chance. So real simple emails, but you just kind of put it out there.
Does it work in any industry?
I have done this in so many different industries, B2B, B2C, across the board. I have yet to find an industry where it doesn't work.
Fascinating.
Well, think about it now, you know, take yourself out of your marketing hat and put yourself as a consumer, right? if you're used to doing business, or you should be doing business with somebody, and then all of a sudden you get communication from the CEO that says, hey, notice you haven't been around, just want to make sure you're okay, and that, you know, we didn't do anything to inadvertently disturb you. I mean, you're gonna receive that a little bit differently. It shows you right. that you're much different.
I feel special, yeah.
Right. And I mean, ultimately, isn't that one of the objectives as a business owner, is that you want to make your customers and clients feel special, valued, and appreciated?
Absolutely. Oh, this is so good. Charles, where can people learn more about your work and, you know, where can they get Predictable Profits Playbook?
So the Predictable Profits Playbook, you can find that on Amazon, Barnes & Noble's online. That's where you can find the Predictable Profits Playbook. And you can go to my website at predictableprofits.com. We're continuously trying to put up, you know, as much high value content as possible up there. And, you know, feel free to reach out. We're here to serve. So
awesome. Thanks so much, Charles.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Art of Appointment Setting podcast with Kwesi Sachijinai. Find out more about how to get high-value appointments at catalyze.io. And while you're there, check out the free resources for appointment setting. And be listening for the next episode of the Art of Appointment Setting podcast.